Hello everyone, welcome back to A Year Until the Vittinghus. This beautiful voice belongs to Hans Christian Vittinghus, and I'm of course your host for another episode of the podcast. I'm in Arras, I think it's pronounced, in France, here for the European Men's Team Championships that is played in Livon, in a city close by. I hope the pronunciation was closer than in my previous episode. We are now 2 days into the event, so I thought it was about time for me to give you another update on what's been going on the past couple of days and how I've been getting on in this event. As I told you all about in my previous episode, I got a minor injury in my right thigh in the finals of the Nationals last week. So I was a little bit unsure exactly how it was going to be feeling this week. So the past 2 days, on Monday and Tuesday, I was just testing my leg a little bit to see if I would be fully fit to play. I did the some light work in the fitness in the fitness center. I found a fitness center close by our hotel. Paid for a full week membership there, so I could go there as much as I want. The hotel we stay in is. It's not a big hotel, so they don't have a fitness room, so I needed to find my own way to a gym close by. And as I said, paid for a membership, and I've had a few days there doing some light work to test out my leg. And yesterday, which was Tuesday, I'm recording this on Wednesday. Yesterday, I went on court for the first time since the final of the Nationals, which was played on Saturday. I went on court for a 1 hour training session just to see if everything was okay with the thigh, if I could do my lunges, if I could jump, if I could play at full speed. And the other guys on the team had to play against Wales in the first match of the group stage. And of course I wasn't going to be part of the team for that match, as I needed to test out the leg, but the training session went absolutely fine. There were no issues at all. So I could tell the coach we have here for this week, Jakob Hoy, that if I was needed, I was ready to play. So today, on Wednesday, we had to play our second group match against Latvia. And as Anders Antonsen wanted to have a day off, the coach decided that it was time for me to get on court and test the leg as well in a match situation. And yeah, that went with no issues at all. Latvia is not really a huge badminton nation, to say the least. And that goes for Wales as well, that we played on the first day, that these two matches has not really been of any high standard of play. The difference in level has simply just been huge between the two teams. I would even go as far as to say it's been, in terms of sporting level, it's been a complete waste of time to play these matches. I'm sure it's been an experience for the Welsh players and the Latvian players to play some of the big names in European badminton, but the benefit that the Danish players get out of it is really non-existent. To be fair, to be honest, I think this type of event is much better if you play the same way as the European Mixed Team Championships was last year, where there's like a final stage with only the 8 best teams, and then before this final stage with the 8 best teams, you have some qualifying groups where the lower ranked teams play each other and then try to qualify for this final event. It gives some better matches for all the teams. Like I said, the Latvian players, the Welsh players, they did everything they could in the matches, but apart from being an experience, I don't really see them benefiting from playing against a team like Denmark in any way. I think they would get a lot more out of actually playing teams that are about the same level or just a little bit better to try and become better themselves. So I think the system that we play in the European Mixed Team Championships is much better than the current one for the men's and women's team, where all the teams are mixed up. To give an example, the match today against Latvia, we didn't have any matches that lasted more than 20 minutes. Every match was between 16 and 20 minutes long, so that's not really it's not really good for anyone. But anyway, I was on court. I played well. I won 21-1, 21-14. Felt good in my body, moved well. I think the strokes were pretty good. Seen in a bigger perspective, looking ahead into the tournament, I think it was a good start. That I got a good feeling of the arena, and I'm looking forward to a new match against Switzerland tomorrow, which will be a match at a higher level, I'm sure. Obviously, still a match that we should win, and probably also a match we should win comfortably. But I think that's the case in probably all the matches that we play this week, that we are supposed to win, and we don't mind the pressure. We can take that, and we tried it before, so we are confident in our chances again tomorrow and the rest of the week. Another thing I can tell you guys about that happened this week, which is some quite bad news, is on the day we played Wales, I was, of course, in the stadium just watching the matches and supporting my teammates. I was also there for training, as I told you guys. But when I got back to my hotel and I got back into my room at 10 in the evening, I wanted to turn on my computer, my laptop, just to check the scores and just go online and check Facebook and whatever you do late at night, just to see what's been going on during the day. And I just realized that my laptop wasn't on the desk where I placed it, and I really couldn't see where would I put it. Maybe the maids put it somewhere else. In the room, I was walking around thinking, where the hell have I put this this laptop? I even texted the other guys from the team. We have this WhatsApp group where we can all text each other, asking if someone was doing a prank on me, hiding my computer. But after looking for it for about half an hour in a room of 6 or 7 square meters, I had to just realize the fact that someone stole my laptop. So that was, of course, not a very nice feeling, getting back to my hotel room after a trip to the hall to see my laptop being stolen. Actually, also my charger for the laptop, my charger for the phone, and also the microphone for my phone, the microphone that I'm using for recording these podcasts. So the thief had stolen all the electronics in my room. Lucky for me, he left my passport on the desk. There's no safe in this room, so I just had everything on the desk. But yeah, I thought the door was locked, but apparently there was some kind of fault in the lock mechanism in the door. Our psychologist on the team had the same issue, so he also got all his stuff stolen. That's obviously very, very annoying, and we've been spending quite a bit of energy today just reporting it to the police and talking to insurance companies and stuff like that. So obviously you don't want to deal with that when you're in the middle of a badminton tournament where you need to perform, but yeah, at least we are in a tournament where I can still win my matches even if I'm not performing at my very best. But yeah, now I hope to just put that behind me and focus more on the matches. The laptop is gone, and there's not really nothing I can do about it. I don't expect the French police to find the thief. That laptop is just gone, and I bought a new charger for my phone, and I borrowed a microphone from our press secretary who's here, so I can still do these podcasts. So we should thank him for making this possible. Without his help, there would be no podcast this week. But now I can do a few more because I borrowed some equipment from him. So thanks to Jonas, is his name. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know. I'm sure some of you also saw it on Instagram where I told you guys on the night where it actually happened. Right, guys, there will be no answering questions today. This will be it for today's podcast. I will be looking ahead for a match against Switzerland, as I said, and that will be the group final. Hopefully we can win and qualify for the quarterfinal, and I promise you guys I'll be back in a day or two with another episode of A Year and Two with Vittinghus. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope you enjoyed it today as you have the other days, and if you do, please rate me and also leave a comment on iTunes or wherever you are listening to the podcast. Thanks everyone, talk to you soon, bye.